Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. I'm always excited when I have a guest to interview and talk to and have an amazing conversation about, and today is no exception. I have Laura Neiser with us. She is a mindset and life coach for faith-driven entrepreneurs who are ready to better manage their mindset, emotions, and behaviors so they can take their business and life to the next level of success, freedom, and fulfillment without burnout. That part's always important, right? Without the burnout. Laura has a degree in business, is certified through the Life Coach School, and has more than 20 years experience teaching and leading in both church and business settings, as well as running her own coaching practice. He and her husband, Matt, live on a ranch outside of Austin, Texas, where they raise their two sons and are now enjoying the empty nest lifestyle. Welcome to the empty nest lifestyle, right? Freedom!
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast, Laura.
Thank you, Nadine. I'm so excited to be here and get to visit with you.
Awesome. So this podcast is all about women, uplifting women, empowering women, encouraging women. But not just any woman can listen, but we focus mainly on women of faith who are in business, right? So this podcast is Women Faith Plus Business. And with that, we all have business journeys, right? We have a journey on how we got to where we're at, how you got to be a life coach and a mindset coach where you're at right now. You didn't just wake up one morning and you were a life coach and a mindset coach. That was a journey. It took a minute to get here, right? And there's also a faith journey. And sometimes people don't really talk about their faith journey, what it took for them to get to where they're at in their faith now and believers in Christ. So I'd love for you to share, first of all, about your business journey. Tell us a little bit more about what it took to get Laura to where she is today.
Yeah, that's a long and winding road. I got my business degree. And when I got out of college, I worked in the real estate field. I did like real estate commercial appraisals, and then I ended up running their research department. That kind of morphed into, this is where like my faith journey and my business journey kind of intersect, because but we'll just stick to the business for right now. So then I took some time off right after I got married, and then went back to work and did some marketing and PR in the real estate, commercial real estate area. And then around that time, I was being mentored at church by my pastor, and I was beginning to teach Bible studies and things like that. And after a few years of that, the pastor, that particular pastor who was our discipleship pastor, he moved, he took a different job. And so I ended up, the senior pastor asked me to apply for that job. And I was just like, what? And so I ended up serving as the director of discipleship for a 4,000 member church for a few years. I think it was like around 3 years in that job. And I absolutely loved that. It was such a great fit, except for I had small children at the time, and that job was very demanding. And so eventually I left that job, but I wrote a Bible study. I did some retreat speaking and I started a blog. And I had people who were coming to me from having been in my Bible studies, or just knew me. And they were like, hey, I really need to talk to somebody about this challenge I'm having or whatever. Back then, I didn't know that that was coaching, quote unquote, but I knew I loved it. And then when I did realize, oh, this is like coaching, this could be a business. And, you know, like, and so I started it as a ministry. And then once I got, for about 4 years, I did it informally. And then I was like, you know, if I'm going to do this, I really want to go get trained and have more formal training in how to coach people more effectively. And so in 2018, I went to the Life Coach School and got certified. And when I was going through certification, I was just lighting up because I'm like, oh, this is that scripture. This concept is that scripture. And, you know, and it was just so exciting for me to have all of these really practical tools to help people apply the truth from the scriptures. And so that's basically, and so I started my business in 2018 and have, originally was just like a general life coach for Christian women. And over time, that's kind of evolved to where most of my clientele are entrepreneurs. And I love working with the entrepreneurs. You know, entrepreneurship, I think, is personal growth on steroids. So you, it's a perfect mix. Someone who is an entrepreneur, they usually are really self-aware. They are interested in growing and developing themselves. And for me, working with faith-driven entrepreneurs, it's like this perfect synchronicity of taking all of my 25 years of Bible study teaching and discipleship stuff and combining that with all of these like neuroscience-based coaching principles and tools and concepts. It's the perfect match. So for me, I told my husband, I was like, ah, I feel like I finally found what I want to be when I grow up. And it only took till I was in my 50s.
Not that long, right? Well, at least you found it. Some people never figure out what they wanted to be when they grow up. So no, but that's an awesome journey. And it's so true because it definitely combines or collides with your faith. You know, the fact that you had a position in church, you know, that just shows that your path was very much intertwined between your business and your faith working within, because most people don't necessarily have a position within a church, you know, and a 4,000, you know, person church is a huge church. Yes. So, and you had that position for a while, and then that, you know, then leading on to the coaching and just having that natural skill set, right? A lot of times in life, we have a natural skill set and we don't realize that it comes so easy for us that we don't realize that it's something that can actually be a business, right? Yes. It's actually a skill set that can be monetized in the form of a business. So, and then we always seek, okay, well, how can I be more credentials, right? We seek credentials to make sure that we're offering the value in the marketplace as a certified coach. So I love how you, you know, progressed and evolved along your business journey to where you are now as a life and mindset coach for Christian women entrepreneurs. So that really is good. Good. So tell us a little bit about your faith journey. We kind of touched on it a little bit as it integrates with your business journey, but tell us more about how you became a believer in Jesus Christ. What did that look like for you?
Yes. So I grew up going to church. My parents always had us in church. And I actually grew up going to that church that I ended up being director of discipleship at. When we started going there I was a child, I was like in fifth grade, and it was a tiny church. It was like 150 people. I mean, not tiny, tiny, but it was small relative to what it would become. And, you know, so I just was always, the church was always part of my life, but I was in my mid 20s, and had gotten married to Matt, and I honestly, really, if you would have asked me then, are you a Christian? I would have been like, yes, of course. But if someone would have said, well, what's the gospel? I could not have connected all those dots. I really couldn't. And I had experienced, so the way God brought me to, you know, that to a real, you know, faith in Jesus was, it was actually through a therapy assignment, to be honest. Like, I had experienced some trauma in my childhood and in my teens, and that trauma really kind of put me in the ditch for a while. And I got kind of stabilized when I was in college, did some work with a therapist and got stabilized. And then after Matt and I got married, all of that stuff kind of came back up, and I went into a nosedive. I was in a serious clinical depression, had to quit my job. I couldn't even leave the house in for a long time. And so when I started back working with my therapist, we were trying to just get me stabilized again. And so she gave me the assignment. She was like, before you got like this, what did you really enjoy doing? And I said, I've always loved to learn. I would be a professional student if I had the money. And I was like, it doesn't even matter what the topic is, I just like to learn. So she was like, okay, bingo, we got to get you some structure. So she assigned me to find a course that had a high degree of accountability, that if you didn't show up for class, someone was going to call you out on it and like, no, you weren't there, that had homework every day, that was, you know, a good structure to it. So of course, not working, I couldn't afford to go sign up for a class at the community college or something. So they were having a class at church called Putting Away Childish Things. And it was a class that was leveraging the biblical principles and stories and stuff to help you make peace with childhood traumas. And so I signed up for that class. It was like a 10 to 12 week class. I can't remember exactly. And in that was my first Bible study. And I was just like, wow, this is so relevant to me. In the past, you know, just when I would try and read the Bible on my own, I would just be lost. It didn't make sense to me and stuff. And so I was like, oh, wow, this is really amazing. Well, in that class, one of the things they talked about was healthy boundaries. That was like a game changer for me. I was just like, what? We can say no, and that's okay. And, you know, and so that was really amazing. And I was able to form a relationship with our pastor who was teaching that. It was our discipleship pastor. And he invited me to sign up for this new Bible study that was going to last the whole school year. It would start in August and go all the way until May. And we were going to go through, he described it as a seminary level study that would take you from Genesis all the way through Revelation over the course of the school year. There was homework, like 45 minutes of homework every day. There was a 2.5 hour class every week, and you could only miss 2 classes over the 9 months. It was a high level of accountability. I was like, oh, this is perfect. This is exactly what I'm supposed to sign up for. So I signed up for it, and I was real honest with him. I was like, you know, I have to be honest with you. Right now I'm in a really bad, dark place. Because of the particular nature of my childhood trauma. So, you know, I was really honest with my pastor that I had some reservations and concerns because this childhood trauma that I had gone through, some of the people who had been involved, it was like every other word out of their mouth was Jesus. Like, we're following Jesus. Da, 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 da. But then the way they were showing up and then the impact that their behaviors had on me was really traumatic. And so for a child, that got all garbled up together. And so I had always felt a very close connection to God, but Jesus was even hard for me to say. And so I was really honest with him that I trust you, but I'm also, you need to know where I'm at and make sure that's okay for me to be in the class. And I was so grateful because he was like, bring all of your doubts. It's okay. You can be afraid. I got you. You can ask any question. There's nothing that's off limits. You just come. And he made it so safe for me to be able to come in there as I was. And, you know, I was still deeply depressed. I still couldn't hold down a job. And I told him all of that. And he was like, that's okay. You come and God's got you. I've got you. The group's got you. It's going to be fine. And, you know, I dove in and I loved the study. And we started and we were just like working our way through the scripture. And when we got to in Exodus, where they're talking about the Passover, I was like, oh, interesting. Okay. And so I was like starting to see how some of the dots of the gospel like could connect. And then we went through Leviticus. And now very few people can say they came to Christ and really understood the gospel by studying Leviticus, but I am the nerd who did. And so for me, like when we were going through and we were learning about the Day of Atonement and just all of the like sacrificial system and stuff, I was like, oh, Jesus is our Passover lamb. Jesus is, you know, like he makes atonement for us. Oh, I am starting to get it. And so it was like all of these like dots, the Holy Spirit just helped me connect all of that together. And it was just like, oh, wow. And so for me, you know how like for a lot of people, they can tell you like it was Thursday, January 5th at 5 o'clock when I came to know Jesus as my savior. For me, it was a little different. And I always say the pun is intended. It was more like a sunrise. There was a moment where it was the sunrise, you know, like I got it. But for me, I was just so swept up in all of like, oh, wow, this is so amazing that I can't tell you the exact moment, but I know like within a month, like, oh, that's when I got it. And ever since then, I have just been in love with Jesus and like really a total geek when it comes to studying the scriptures. I love to just dive in deep. And so, and that's probably because, you know, my first Bible study was like a seminary level Bible study. So I was just used to that. And so I just could not get enough of the word after that and enough of Jesus. And so my pastor, he started to mentor me and he recognized, he was like, I think you have the spiritual gift of teaching. And he would start letting me be a substitute teacher, you know, in the next year's class and stuff like that. And over the years, he mentored me and I ended up running that program. And eventually when he left, the senior pastor asked me to apply for the job and I got the job. And I just have loved Bible study and the Lord ever since that. So that's really like my faith journey, but it really was a big intersection with my work as well.
No, I agree. It definitely was. And I love how, you know, your story included, you know, I feel like, you know, when Joseph got put in the pit, right? Yes. I feel like that's the lowest moment he probably was in his life, betrayed by his brothers, put in a pit, sold into slavery. Like it has some dark elements, you know, when you talk about the depression and feeling low. And it also brought up a little bit of, even though it wasn't church hurt, because it was religious people, you know, you hear the terminology church hurt. Yes. The people are hurt in the church. But the way you explain your story, I don't know if it was necessarily church hurt or just religious people that were bashing Jesus over your head that caused the trauma in your life. You know, that's something that a lot of people experience, is this hurt coming from a religious undertone, right? Yes. A religious background, but it is not God, right? And that can shift how you think and feel about God. So your journey included those moments too. And I love that your journey also included leaning into God's word. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of how God speaks to us is his word. So when you fully understand and go deep in his word and see him for who he is, that allows you to grow spiritually and have that deeper personal connection with God. So Bible study and studying his word is such a key part, you know, that a lot of people don't even really mention when they talk about their journey as much. So I'm glad that you brought that up as that was a part of your faith journey, because it definitely was a connection between your business journey and your faith journey, right? So it was probably easy for you to combine both, because as we listen to your story about business and your story about faith, it very much was intertwined, as we said before. So you probably didn't have like a thought process of, oh, should I be combining my faith and business? Should I be talking about it on my business platform? Because I usually ask the question, how did you come to that decision that it was okay on a business platform to speak about faith and business on your platform? So, if you can share a little bit about, again, I feel yours is slightly different because you were always combining faith and business, but were you always comfortable with creating a business around it and monetizing your gifting of teaching? Tell us a little bit about that combined faith
Yes,
and business.
and no, I think is the short answer there. But like for me, when I was going through coach training, I was they were having us think about, when you're setting up your practice, you need to pick a niche and stuff like that. Well, for me, when I was going through the training, because I got certified in a secular school, it was not a Christian coaching school. I noticed that when they were trying to teach certain concepts, that the principles were sound, but when they were trying to explain to people like why they were sound, they didn't really have a foundation on which it could rest. Like, for example, your worthiness as a human being, it was kind of like hanging in midair. There was no foundation for them to be able to put that on. For me, I'm like, wow, I would really have a hard time teaching that concept without grounding that in you're created in the image of God, that you have worth innately because God has given that to you when he created you. And, and we know that we're loved by God because of what Jesus did for us, And so for me, it's so hard for me to separate those out. Now, I do have clients, in fact, one of my favorite clients, she's not a believer, but I just try and be really upfront with people that this is my perspective that I come from. This is my worldview, if you will, to use a more secular term. But like, this is the lens through which I see the world, and I can't teach these concepts without grounding them there. In fact, my primary framework is directly from Galatians 6:5. And, it's like, so if someone's not a believer, that stuff may not feel relevant to them, but for someone who is a believer, so much of the mindset stuff out there now is very much in what I guess is known as like the woo-woo kind of new agey stuff. And so I just want to be that alternative for people who do come from a biblical perspective. And they want to know, like, hey, I do need help renewing my mind to create this transformation, but I want to know that we're staying within the bounds of sound doctrine here. And so that, I think I've had so many of my clients who are believers tell me, like, oh, it just feels so good to be able to talk to somebody who shares my values and my beliefs and be able to, help them. And I have had clients, like you said, who have gone through church hurt. And I have gone through church hurt. That actually is why I left that job. And to be able to help people who maybe experienced that, which has really kind of affected how they're able to lean into God, or how they're going to the scriptures, and maybe somebody else had a twisted view of the scripture because they were using it to manipulate them or something. I've had that happen. And to be able to help them unpack the scripture and be like the Bereans, let's study it for ourselves. Let's really go to the word. Let's let the scripture interpret scripture and really dig in. And then to give them that freedom of going, oh, that's not what that scripture meant. That's not, like they get loose from a lot of those hangups that the church hurt left them with. And so it, yeah, it's really wonderful to be able to help them find that kind of freedom and be able to reconnect with God so much more intimately and feel safer with that.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Because if it's true that a lot of the things in the new agey, they don't have a strong foundation for it.
Yeah.
And as believers, we just point back to scripture, right? Oh, Ephesians 1:10 says, oh, Revelation says. And so it's easier to teach from that space, yes, right? Knowing that your foundation is everything that you're teaching is actually a biblical principle, and you can point people back to his word. You know, again, I feel like for you, we're seeing his word as being your strong foundation, whether it's through your personal journey, whether it's through your business journey, that word and the Bible study and leaning strong on his word, even in your coaching, it is a thread throughout your life, you know, knowing his word and leaning on his word. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what you experience in life and in coaching, his word is a biblical principle that you can point to help people and guide people through that. So I love that when it comes to combining your faith and business. So this season, we're talking a lot about alignment, right? Knowing that we're aligned with God's will, specifically for our business. So I'm asking people, you know, how do you know that you are in alignment with God's will for your business? What does that look like for you? How does that show up for you when you're like, oh, yes, I feel like I'm fully in alignment with God's will for my business? You know, so mm-hmm. what does that look like for you?
Yeah. So for me, it's really interesting. Like, when I did the exercise of like identifying my top core values, for me, the very first one is, you know, Christ is my Lord and Savior and scripture is my plumb line. That is how I'm going to assess, you know, am I in alignment with what he says is true? And so for me, I'm always going to go back to like, is this in alignment with scripture? And if it is, and I do think that, you know, God gives us, it's a narrow gate to salvation, but I think God gives us a pretty wide leeway within making our day-to-day decisions. Like he really does entrust us with a lot of responsibility and authority to be able to, you know, walk, as long as we know we're like not walking in direct, you know, like we're not in out of alignment with what he has already revealed as his will, then I think it gives us a lot of freedom to kind of figure out like how we're going to live this out. And so for me, it's been a journey for me, because when I first started out as an entrepreneur, I really struggled with a lot of overthinking, perfectionism, all of that stuff. And I had a ton of money mindset stuff to clean up. And so, but for me, I always look at it as I pray about it. I listen for that, you know, still small voice, kind of that, I call it my nudge, you know, the Holy Spirit nudge. And I try to really pay attention to that, because sometimes it's the little things that don't really seem like, well, that's not a big deal. Like, why am I getting this nudge that I'm supposed to like call this person or do this thing, you know? And I've learned to pay attention to that and lean into that and trust that, okay, I'm going to just see where this goes and step out, you know, and see why I'm having this nudge, and trust that if I'm missing it somehow, if I've missed the signal, God will correct it. Like, I really trust that he'll get me back in line if I need to be back in line. But I do, I mean, like I take the responsibility, I guess, because I have was a Bible study teacher for so long, mm-hmm. that's a weighty responsibility to be handling God's word. And so for me, I do feel like, it's interesting that you mentioned the story of Joseph, because that to me, I think is a great story where, like, you know, when Joseph was going through it, he probably couldn't always sense that like God has a purpose in this, but at the end he could look back and go, you meant that for evil, but God meant it for good. And he could kind of see where God was like preparing him in all of these different trials and stuff. And the same thing with me, like I just have built up a trust that even if I don't really understand why God's asking me to do something, if I feel that nudge, I know I need to trust him and go for it and do it.
Yeah, I love that. So what I'm hearing is how you know that your business isn't within God's will and alignment is number one, does it align with the word of God, right? Throughout this episode, I feel we've definitely been talking about aligning with God's word and leaning into God's word and God's word being the core and the foundation. So knowing that your business is in alignment with God's will is, does it line up with God's word? But also, we understand that God is not a micromanager, right? He gives us freedom, he gives us flexibility, he gives us creativity. So there's a lot that we can do. So making sure that we're paying attention to the little things, the nudges, the promptings as we go along the way, you know, paying attention to, oh, this is the way, or maybe you should reach out to so and so, or maybe you should do that. So he allows nudges along the way, as well as, you know, just trusting, you know, trusting that he's guiding you. And then I think you mentioned also prayer. So I would say for you, how you really describe knowing that, you know, your business in God's will and in alignment is his word, prayer, trusting, and the promptings along the way. So,
And I would say community too is important because, like, I am in a mastermind for Christian coaches, and having actually, I'm in two, and that one's a peer mastermind, the other one is a paid mastermind that I'm in, and having others who are also on that journey with you, I think is a good place, you know, to come. And if I am having trouble like discerning, I can go to these trusted friends and colleagues and who also share my values and are familiar with the word and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. We're trying to all be in alignment. And so I think that's really helpful too, to
Yeah,
have
I do too. Community is so important, and I believe
that.
wholeheartedly in masterminds. In my opinion, masterminds has been one of the success key. You know, someone actually asked this in a networking meeting I was attending recently, an online networking meeting. They were like, "What would you share with someone as a key to your success, you know, in business?" And masterminds was what I said. Masterminding is really important and can really help you grow. So I love that you added that on. As a part of knowing that you're in alignment with God's will is being in community with other people that are like-minded and can guide you, and God can speak through them in those environments.
Did you know when you're in alignment with your God-given assignment, you're actually anointed for the work? Knowing you're in alignment is key, in alignment with God's will, God's word, and God's way. Discover how to align your life and business with God's divine plan with this on-demand Power of Divine Alignment Summit. During the summit, you will get access to 12 experts as we go deep on the topic of divine alignment. Simply go to powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com. That's powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com, and use code podcast to get a special discount on this on-demand summit. So use the code podcast at powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com.
So I have two signature questions I always ask every season, every episode. So you get these questions too. So it's all about how would you describe the power of faith? How would you describe or even define if someone was to say, Laura, I really want to know and understand what the power of faith is. What is this faith thing and how is it powerful or why is it powerful? What would be your definition to them of the power of faith?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think for me, the faith for me is it's a the object of our faith. So for me, that's Jesus Christ. That is where all the power is what we have faith in, or in this case, who we have faith in. Because when I'm struggling, and when and this probably comes from my particular journey where it started in a place of struggle, but when I'm feeling so weak, the strength of my faith is not what makes me safe. It is who I have the faith in, because I know that in those times where I'm really struggling, because my faith is in Jesus and because I know who he is and how he goes after the lost sheep. He comes and finds us and he picks us up and carries us when we need to be carried. I can rest in that. So like the anxiety that used to overwhelm me before I was a believer, that, you know, I have struggled with anxiety since becoming a believer, but it was a totally different ballgame when I had faith that Jesus was there. He had me. He wasn't going to let me go. He's always faithful. He never forsakes us. That kind of faith, it takes that pressure off of me to have to get it all right. And so it allows me to, and a lot of the things I learned in coach training helped me understand how I always talk about it as like God has grace and truth. He meets us with grace and truth. So he meets us first with grace and lets us know, just like that pastor did with me, it's okay. You come right as you are. I got you. And he lets us see in that space of grace and compassion, here's the truth, so that we can get in alignment with it and experience that transformation that he wants for us. And, you know, he wants our good. And so for me, I think faith is about who we have the faith in and being able to rest in that and not try and work ourselves to death to make ourselves feel safe.
Yes, freedom from the grind, yes, and hustle, yes, of entrepreneurship. Exactly. Is that freedom of knowing that the power is really coming from Jesus Christ. It's, yes, in the who, and the who is Jesus Christ, and we can rest that he has it handled. That really is, yes, the power of faith. Yes. That is the power of faith. So how would you define the power of business?
Ooh. Yeah, for me, business, at least the way I approach it, is it's really not that different from when I had a ministry. And it's like, I'm here to be the best steward of the blessings and the gifts and the resources God has entrusted to me in service to others. And so to be able to provide massive value to my audience, to my clients, is so important, because if I am focused on always serving them well and providing great value, then, you know, that the rest will work itself out. I just think that, but if I'm not value focused first, then it's real easy to get, and I have kind of gotten off, you know, distracted by all the tactics and strategies and the latest marketing, do this and do that. And you can easily go down a lot of rabbit holes and be lost. And I've spent quite a long time in rabbit holes. And so for me, like really kind of coming back and being like, okay, what's the best way I can provide value for my people? And I think that's why I have, you know, like, I really haven't done a lot of marketing, to be honest. My business has grown by word of mouth and referrals and renewals. And all of my clients right now that I have been with me for like 3 years, and they have experienced such transformation. And even though they are coaching themselves now at such a high level, they still know I need that outside perspective to help me see my blind spots, to hold space for me, to hold belief for me when my belief is weak, to have someone who's able to believe on my behalf and until I'm strong enough to do that. I think that's kind of, for me, like the value of that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely understand what you're saying with the power of business, first being stewarding what God has given you, you know, the gifts he's given you, the abilities, all of that. It's important to be a good manager, a good steward of that, and realize that in the business, you're using that to help other people. So you're using it to show up and serve and provide value and help other people in the marketplace through this vehicle of your business and stewarding what God has given you. So that really is the power of business.
Yes.
So this has been a great conversation, Laura. Lots of great nuggets and information, and really forms of transformation, I feel, for people that listen to this episode. If someone would like to learn a little bit more about you, the work that you do in the world as a life and mindset coach, where would be the best place for them to connect with you?
So the best place to get some information about me and kind of get some free resources and stuff is my website, which is laurenizer.com, and it's N-A-I-S-E-R, Nizer, laurenizer.com. And on my Work With Me page, I'll have whatever freebies. I've got a couple. I'm in the process of kind of updating all of that stuff, but you can check me out there. And if you have any questions for me, and or you want to just connect and have a conversation, there's a contact me form on my website you can use, or you can send me a private message on Instagram or Facebook. I'm at Laura Nizer on Instagram and Laura Nizer Mindset Coaching on Facebook.
Awesome. Definitely connect with Laura on her website, on social media. Seek her out for the wonderful work that she's doing in the world as a life and mindset coach. Thank you so much, Laura, for being on this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast.
Oh, thank you, Nadine. It's been an honor to be here.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.